Well, those two seem like some nice folks that we just left a little ways back there. And, you know, as I'm walking through this snow, I keep thinking to myself, when is the next time I'm going to see sunshine? Sure enough, what would you know? A giant field and a bunch of sunshine just up ahead. I would never have predicted that. And I'm a betting man. I would have lost that bet. So that's a good thing I wasn't betting with anybody that we'd see sunshine out here. Harrison's a cold, frigid place, and I'm ready for a nice, warm place. I didn't think he'd be in the middle of a field, and didn't think we'd be seeing some kind of a giant elk. I just wasn't expecting a giant elk. This thing's, you would not believe the size of this thing. It's like at least 25 times the size of Boca. And, you know, there was these little evil warg things. I heard them kind of grumble and making some noises. They were threatening and menacing. And so we just took care of them real fast. You know, between Ghost and a couple shots and, well, actually, I don't really want to talk about shooting anything. Stupid misfire. I can't believe that happened. I haven't had a misfire in, like, gosh, I don't remember the last time I've had a misfire. I can't believe it. Once those wargs were gone, everything seemed fine except, I mean, I don't know why, but Boca seemed like he thought charging the elk would be a good idea. So he's like waving his arms. I'm like, Boca, get back. Step back away from, give it some room. Let it breathe. No, Boca. Hi, friend. I'm Boca. And the elk's like, okay, here's my antlers. And Boca, sure enough, yep, here's my arms. Wonder what's going to happen next.
That was a great impression of Boca.
It's what my character would do. It's nice when someone uses that and not as an excuse for being a dick.
No, yeah. I like to think none of us are really dicks.
Now, the last time you misfired, was it inside the Sentinel Lodge at the Method?
No, I haven't misfired.
You misfired did. In the very beginning with the zombies.
Was it actually a misfire or just a miss?
No, there's a misfire.
No, I think you had a misfire.
I made a sound effect for it.
Okay. Yeah.
In episode 19 or 18.
Well, see, I totally forgot about
that. It's been
a
long time, though.
Yeah.
I mean, in-game, it hasn't been that long.
Sure.
But it has been a long time.
It was a week ago.
Long enough.
But, yeah.
The voice behind Valdine has forgotten about his last
misfire. No, but what I'm saying is, it was Norm was dead. Like,
oh, no, wait a minute.
It was that night.
So
the fact that you don't remember it or aren't thinking about it.
That's funny for Valdine. But also, if I misfire, then you die. So are you about to, I mean, this is not good.
That's great.
I mean, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
Even flat-footed, I've got a decent AC. I've got some HP. I don't know how hard. It won't kill me.
Valdine's going to just run over and dive. No, Boca, not you too.
Now that you have said that,
hi James.
I feel like the most important thing we can do is just jump on in because this megaloceros is charging you.
Was it a megalosaurinoceros?
Megasauce? After we kill it, we could put some megasauce on it. It'd be pretty good.
I'm glad you're confident that you will be okay, Boca, because I am not.
I'm so sorry, Boca.
That's not what we like to hear.
No.
This giant.
Nine foot tall.
9 foot tall. 12 foot long. 10 foot antler span.
Jesus. It's going to hit
already
me, too.
Already low to the ground. The megaloceros charges at Boca.
Immediate action.
You can't.
I can't.
Because you're flat footed.
Oh,
that's harsh.
That's right.
You're not ready for combat at all. The megaloceros is getting a jump on you by literally just running forward at full speed.
All right.
I'm sorry.
He just wants to kill me.
I don't want to.
Well, it's Father's Day, by the way.
Would he really not be ready for what he's staring at?
He's not staring at it. He's bowing down. His head is facing the floor.
There's no facing in Pathfinder.
I mean, that's technically true. But I'm just saying, like, did he bow, like, looking at it? Did he bow, like, looking at the ground?
Are the elk's eyes still on me? I'm trying to be respectful.
100% on you.
Yeah, so then I would be making eye contact with the elk.
Cool. You're still flat-footed.
Okay. Even more aggressive.
All right.
Okay. I understand.
And do I'm your worst.
25 to hit.
I'm going to flip through my pages here. Hold on.
Find somewhere there's a page that says...
No.
I play my nope card.
Am I going to be bisected by these antlers?
I mean, aww. I don't know how much damage a charging megaloceros.
Are the antlers cold iron?
No, the antlers are not cold iron.
They were fine.
They're just tipped in cold iron.
Oh, God. That's awesome. I like that. I kind of want
to
build that now.
Be...
Here, I'll start by writing a minus. And then...
Bulk is immune to antler damage.
That is a lot of dice.
That's...
So weird. James's face.
Oh, no.
This is the second episode in a row he's got squishy face on.
I don't think he could do enough damage to take him below con.
Con!
His
con.
Face doesn't look yes, great right now.
32 points of damage.
I have DR1. Okay, I'm fine.
The Megaloceros has a special attack called Powerful Charge, where on top of the normal stuff it gets to do on a charge, it deals an additional 46 plus 9 damage. Oh,
wow.
Damn.
That's intense.
Especially when we're on its home turf. It's really super protective right now.
Yep.
It doesn't, like, knock you down or I would imagine that would...
No, it's just a charge
that
attack.
That blow would have precisely killed Vasilisa to dead in one blow. She has 22 hit points and 10 gone.
So I rolled 66 total. Four of those were fives.
Wow.
Well played, sir.
I've rolled very well. Okay, the Megaloceros runs up and it gores you with its antlers.
Ow.
You have multiple horns sticking inside of your organs.
Dude.
It's bad. It pulls its head out and you guys see this glistening red liquid drip down onto the fur, which is still white on majority of it. And it does that elk scream. That I won't
that
do.
That James knows how to do so well.
Marge and Ghost. Marge, you're off Ghost.
Yes, I am.
You just watched this thing run up and impale Bulka. What do you do? Fair. That's very fair.
We all start laughing and losing our minds. Yep, that's it.
She's going to... I just... Bulka! And... 5 foot diagonal step behind him.
Okay.
This might provoke, but it is what it is. She's pulling out her wand as she moves, and she's going to attempt cure light. And then instruct a ghost to go clockwise around the elk towards the rear, just to try to get its attention.
Staying out of range and going as far as ghost can.
Ghost is going to kite.
Yeah. Like double move, get back there kind of a thing. Just like,
I did not make my UMD check, so I did not.
You tried to use the wand.
The good news is the Megaloceros doesn't attack you.
Oh, good.
Vasilisa.
Get the fuck out of declaring you massive fools. And Vasilisa is going to
ready in action. Such that if Bulka gets within 20 feet of her, she is going to throw a card at him, and she's casting a spell on the card, and the spell is Cure Moderate Wounds. So she holds up her Cure Moderate Wounds infused card and waits.
Nice.
Very cool.
The Megaloceros. The Megaloceros rolls.
Wait, I'm going to wink at it.
Yeah. What are you rolling?
No, I'm not telling you. You wink at it. You interrupt my roll. You wink at it.
Yeah, I want to try that one more time.
Just in case.
I've got 8 times a day I can do this.
Okay.
Might as well do it.
I'm going to try and charm it again like I'm... Because now I'm at its mercy. Now it's like I'm submitting, you know?
Okay.
Okay, yes, you're the dominant one. Hey, I am buddy. I am friend.
I'm just going to keep the roll because I never said what the result was.
Oh. As your will save?
Mm-hmm. Is that okay with you?
That's fine with me.
Okay, 21.
That wins the day. That beats my 15.
If it's any kind of an attack, I have an immediate action I'd like to use.
It rolls a perception check.
Okay.
It gets a natural 1.
Oh.
It does not see how injured Bulka is.
Oh.
Wow, guys.
Nice.
It attacks you now.
As an immediate action... Marge is going to aid Bulka AC. Perfect. And you get a plus four. Okay.
It tries to punch you in the head with its hoof.
Oh my god. Getting trampled.
17 to hit.
Nope.
Oh.
Its other hoof.
Oh.
10 to hit.
No.
And then it finally tries to gore you.
Okay.
What's your base AC, Bulka?
21. I'm 25 with her aid.
Okay, yeah, it misses.
Okay.
Whew. Oh,
I won't. It tries to kick you in the head. It slashes at you with its antlers. It misses.
Marge is in there with
the
her
gore
shield.
Attack was a 14 to hit.
Okay. Whew.
Bulka, you're up.
But if I move away, I'm going to provoke.
Unless you
full retreat.
Full retreat.
Yeah, you could withdraw.
Or I really want to. You could wink at it again.
I really just want to calm this thing down.
That's a good call. That's a great call.
Is it?
It is a good call.
I feel like the thing that'll calm it down is getting the fuck out of the clearing.
I never said that would do it. I'm saying calming this thing down is a great idea. How you go about that is up to you. But honestly, disarming this entire combat.
Pretty great.
It's a good idea. I did 66 to your face. It would have killed Vasilisa. It's a bit scary, my boy.
Fly, you fools.
Or you can pet it.
It's threatening. Yeah, pet it with my mace. It's teeth.
Give me a perception check.
11.
Okay.
You have nothing to say.
Okay, so what I
got nothing to add then. Not with an 11. Okay.
So what I want to do is I want to try and safely step just a little bit out of the way and then try and cure myself.
Okay.
And I regain 12 HP.
Cool.
We save your life from the wolves.
It's a wild animal, Bulka. It doesn't know.
We do such favor for you. Why, you dick? You break all my bones. Many, many bones.
Rix is gonna fly in front of Bulka and roll to increase Bulka's AC. He succeeds. He's distracting to the elk, I guess.
Dope.
Kappa gets to go next.
Fossilis is gonna be so fucking pissed if Kappa shoots this thing and draws the ire of the elk down on her and the kids and Marigold.
I don't think she would do that.
Vasilisa might punch Kappa in the head if Kappa does that. Just saying.
And then Marge will come stab Vasilisa.
It'll be a whole thing.
Valdine's just
There's
not going to know
end
what
of the party.
He's just like, all right.
Like, I'm going to hang back and see how this settles out before I decide who I'm on the side.
I'm just going to leave with all the loot. Me and Gary are going to go start a new business.
Bulka just in a bruised, bloodied pile, hunched over. He's fine. They catch up.
He's a
catch
cleric.
Up.
He will catch up.
So Gary and Valdine started a business. It could be called 15 Fingers Mercenary Crew.
Hey!
Actually, he only lost 4 fingers, right?
Well, I guess the thumb, yeah. So 16 fingers. 16 fingers.
I like that better. 16
fingers.
They give you the 4-finger discount.
Oh. That's amazing. That's a whole side story. Valdine and Gary's adventures. If they survive.
They'll be the ones that make it if Kappa does something foolish. Don't do it, Kappa. Don't do it. What is it, James?
I'm trying to decide what Kappa would do. Her favorite enemy is animals.
Okay.
Kappa's going to hold.
All
Smart.
Right.
Good job, Kappa.
But less dramatic, though.
But less dramatic. Hatch is just looking horrified. Valdine.
Bulka, Marge, get away from that thing. Get out of there. And then, that's all I'm going to do right now.
You're going to move out of the clearing. Start to hide behind a tree.
Well, no, I don't want to hide. I want to stay.
You if you're
See, this happened
tree.
When we were leaving the Pale Tower. This also happened where everyone was like, I want to make sure everyone else gets clear first. And nobody left.
Yeah.
We all stood next to each other, taking 5-foot steps one at a time, being like,
I
okay, I'll move closer to the
kill
door.
A troll,
okay, well,
which
I mean,
did,
I can certainly move back toward Vasilisa and friends over that way.
Okay.
Bulka, let's go. Everybody get clear of this thing. It's dangerous.
And you say that in common.
And I translate it to 3 other languages.
And you say that in common.
Yes.
And I'm assuming of this has been in common.
No, Vasilisa yelled in Skald because she cares about... She knows that her new companions are learning Skald, and she cares about Hatch and
diplomacy for me, please.
Oh.
Does the elk know Skald?
I hope the elk knows Scald, you guys.
Nobody probably caught this, but when he called the elk a dick, that was in Celestial.
I'm going to...
It makes him feel better about swearing.
Wow.
I'm going to go ahead and use my the betrayal bonus, because this is a diplomacy charisma roll. The 14.
That's... You beat it. So, Gary...
Yes.
Will not bull rush the elk.
Yeah, that's right. I told you, Gary.
In an effort to save his best friend.
Yes.
That has turned his entire life
around. His best friend, but only because he fucked him up. You know? Bulka fucked Gary's life up.
That's not the only reason I like him.
Could hate him or love him. It could go either way, but I...
Traumatic experiences bind people together.
Like playing tabletop games.
Right?
Gary.
Run, Gary, run.
Bull rush. No, not towards.
Run away. Run away, Gary.
You must be more specific.
Bring the loot with you.
This elk did not think I was charming at all.
No. You misjudged the situation, Volka.
I smiled. I winked. I did my hair toss, checked my nails. Nothing worked. It's like nothing works on this elk.
I feel like this is Bulka's first experience where he's tried to do something charming in combat and it hasn't worked.
Gary is going to move forward 10 feet and Bulka, you feel a very strong arm just like wrap around like your neck.
I think I'm being ambushed.
And... You hear Gary's voice. He says, Bulka, just move back. And he's going to attempt to drag you backwards.
I was thinking about doing that too.
Do you resist?
No.
Okay, cool. So then Gary is going to roll a combat maneuver check. And he's going to be able to move you back 5 feet plus 5 additional feet, 15 feet after that. So he repositions you and he just drags you 15 feet backwards.
All right.
I'll take it.
Awesome.
Nice.
So he grabs you kind of like as best he can with his one good arm and just like drags you directly backward 15 feet into the brush, giving you a little bit of cover, but getting you out of view of the elk.
So we haven't hurt the elk so far at all. We haven't attacked it.
No one's touched it.
Okay.
What do you want to do, Marge?
Well.
You stab Gary.
No.
Stab the elk.
You're like, oh, right, good job, Gary. Now is the time, and you stab Bulka.
Is it the Ides of March? Is it
the Ides of March?
The Ides of March.
From where she's standing, she can go straight to her right and full retreat. And it will be still kind of separated, but it's just a straight run. Ghost! Come here, Ghost!
Do you give Ghost more specific directions than that?
She doesn't.
Ghost
okay.
is an animal and can't understand any language that I'm speaking, so he just knows, come.
Simple commands.
Yeah.
And I can't, like, go run into the bush over there and hide. It's not.
That's not a simple command.
No, it's not. No. Ghost follows commands. Ghost is going to take an AOO.
The other option is Marge goes the other direction.
Yeah, but I feel like if we're all on one side,
no,
just in case
it will go the other way.
Ghost is hardy.
Ghost is
can
hardy.
Take a single AOL. Yeah, it's not going to have all that charge bonus.
Yeah, exactly. Might not even hit.
Hi.
It's like, yeah.
17 to hit.
Does not hit.
Okay, Ghost makes Ghost it through. Fine.
Just like right underneath it. Yeah, it's so tall. That Ghost just kind of like
I love
9 feet. Yeah, nine feet tall.
Ghost darts between the legs of this Megalosaurus.
Giving all
Megalosaurus
of ghost fans a
Megalosaurus
heart attack.
Yeah, giving every ghost fan out there a heart attack. But Ghost bolts to the other side of the field and is able to get to Marge.
Vasilisa!
All right. Well, Vasilisa's going to take her pre-charged Healy power card. And she's going to roll her eyes really hard because this is so stupid. And she's going to say, Hatch, watch Marigold. And then she's going to move 30 feet, staying in the trees, but trying to get closer to Bulka.
Closer to Bulka, but not closer to the elk.
How far away is she from Bulka?
35.
She's going to roll her eyes again and call on Theodora to help her out with this bullshit. So that she can use her luck bonus and roll twice to land this freaking card to give Bulka a heal.
Okay.
Only rolled a 4 and a 10, so.
Ooh. Oh.
If you have a really good touch AC, Bulka, I swear.
It's not bad.
14 versus touch AC.
Ooh, you hit me.
Yay. Okay. Yay.
You take no damage because it doesn't hit your regular AC. But you get a cure moderate wounds. So you gain 15 hit points.
Nice.
You feel most of the holes in your stomach close up.
Yeah, I'm only down a tiny bit now.
So you're not, I feel a, you're like not a as holy card as just plonks against your forehead. Just
smacks me.
Just smacks you in the head.
Oh. So what did we get you down to?
Vrix, I think this was intended for you.
with the Megaloceros.
8.
It got you down to 8?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Vasilisa, good job. Good turn.
Yes.
Megaloceros' turn. So the Megaloceros moves about 20 feet further into the clearing away from the tree lines in which both sections of the party are now situated, and it just keeps looking back and forth at each party, just scanning back and forth. And you can see it's kind of like, it's tense still. It's not down and ready to go, but it's like, it's still very hostile. Bulka, your turn.
I hadn't thought this far ahead. I didn't think I was going to still be alive.
Neither did I.
I was really scared for you. I was honestly really scared for you. 66 plus 16.
Yeah.
Ugh. Wait, 66?
6d6.
Mm-hmm. Oh, plus. I'm like, if it was 66, I died.
Yeah, no, 6d6. So 36 plus 16, so a maximum of 52 damage.
Ouch.
Yep.
What do you do? I'm going to begin casting a spell.
Okay, cool. You cast a spell.
I cast a spell.
You start casting a spell?
I cast a full round spell.
Okay.
All right. Eee. Full round.
Rix flies over to you.
Holy shit, are you okay? What can I do, Bulka?
And Kappa's turn.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh. Okay. We should fuck off, as you say in common.
Indeed.
Okay.
Valine, your turn.
Why is this elk so intent on protecting this spot, though? What's here? Anybody see anything? Anything unusual about this clearing? Bulka, you okay, by the way?
You shout across the clearing.
Yep. Bulka, you okay over there?
Bulka, we should probably leave now.
Ghost to Marge.
All right, guys, well, I suppose we should stick to the trees and start walking around slowly, though. And she's going to start moving north.
Cool.
Staying in the trees towards where, kind of going around to where Bulka and Gary are to kind
okay,
of
cool.
head that direction. Cool, so cool,
cool. Trying to stay out of the clearing.
Full round movement, stay out of the clearing, stay in the bushes, walk around to where Bulka and Gary are.
Vasilisa.
Is going to, I guess, first try and pay heed to what Valdine asked. She's already looked before, but she'll pretend like she can perceive things. It's a 7. Okay. She does not. It's a clearing with a giant elk. What do you want? And then she...
Treasure.
She's going to...
Why does the elk have a rifle?
Yes, exactly.
She's going to pull out her mage armor wand just in case.
Nice.
And walk over back to Marigold and company.
Okay.
And say, let's get away. It'll at least be harder to charge us if it wants to try and get into the trees. Let's go.
Okay. Cool. Megaloceros gets down. You see that it's ready to charge again. Bulka.
At the beginning of my turn, a tiny cricket humanoid, half human, half cricket, appears behind the elk.
Okay.
Greg, he is not a bad guy. He just is very angry. Please, you must distract him.
And Greg is going to start rubbing his legs together and playing a song.
Okay. I love it.
Is this Greg the Grig?
This is Greg the Grig. So do you have a New Zealand accent ready? I know we talked about this.
All right, let me see here. I tried to do this before and it didn't go too well. What am I thinking of? I'm thinking of the guys that dropped the things off of the big tower. They're from New Zealand.
Did you fly to the Concords?
No, I don't know them that well.
Viva la Dirt League.
He maybe did.
Viva la maybe Dirt did League.
What? Yeah, they're in New Zealand.
No, he maybe did.
He might be dead. There we go.
No, maybe did what?
Did what?
Maybe did, maybe didn't.
Maybe he did, maybe didn't.
What did he did, maybe do?
Oh, you go, Bulka.
Greg the Grieg is going to start rubbing his legs together. It's a DC 12 will save, and if the elk fails its will save, creatures that fail are compelled to dance and shuffle their feet.
Oh, that'd be awesome to see.
Here I go rolling this dice.
Is anyone going to try and do a thing about the die? Or the, like make a snow. It two dice?
You know what? I have three snowflakes, so yeah.
Yeah? You'll do that?
I want a okay. Disadvantage for the elk.
Got a 21 and a 10.
Nice.
Nice yes. Snowflake.
Snowflake power.
So creatures that fail are compelled to dance and shuffle their feet and are effectively staggered.
Okay.
As long as the Grieg continues to fiddle. So he can't like do a full round charge right. attack or anything yeah. like that. Because he's shuffling and dancing.
Okay.
And Greg can stay there for up to 5 rounds, so we can try and get away.
Great job, Bulka. MVP of the round.
I'll have you know that the cricket is a Grieg.
Ah, so
if you want to see a Grieg, the Harrow card, the cricket.
They're cute. But yeah, this is the guy that played at Kappa's wedding. And...
oh yeah,
and helped me escape.
You got it. You got it. You got. God, we're coming New Zealand accent.
I warned you episodes ago.
I know, and I had it, and then I didn't because I'm on the spot now, and I'm like, fuck, sorry. I didn't warm up. Oi, yeah, there we go. Yeah, it's pretty close.
Oh my God, Greg, good to see you.
Oh,
thank
good
you.
To see you too, Bulka.
Thank you for helping.
Yeah, of course.
It's great because he's making music with his legs, so he can talk while he's jamming.
You don't look very good there, mate.
I don't know. Now I'm doing New Zealand.
Uh-oh.
I'm not. I did a lot of things.
It's been a while. Why the fuck is that grass everywhere?
Is too much. Is
we're
too much
burning
to,
rounds while we're doing
too much
by
to
the
sum
way.
Up. Yeah, it's too much no. to sum up.
All right. Well,
we have to go. Thank you so much again.
Yep. I'll catch you later.
Nice.
And we all try and make our escape.
And you all get the fuck out.
Yeah. We try and just go away from.
You do. You go away from there. You continue heading north. You regroup, maybe a couple seconds later. You guys are out of combat. You're out of initiative.
Way to
disarm that fight.
I almost died.
You.
Jeez.
It was a tough fight. It was. I wanted it to be a bit scary.
Yeah. Valdine, you're not allowed to misfire anymore.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Let's blame Valdine for this.
Well, actually, there's a precedent set. So,
I mean, it's great. I'm
we're good.
Glad you guys actually didn't attack this thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we didn't want to.
So, the powerful charge thing is scary.
As a player, I didn't want to fight that thing.
Yeah.
Exactly. I know better. There's no way we could take that.
I mean, we probably could, but it wouldn't
losses.
Be pleasant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't have been pleasant.
Or
no.
Burning up everything we have.
Right.
Yeah.
And what's the reward? There's nothing here.
Right.
Like,
as far as we know.
Jerky. I know.
You
I keep
saved the Megaloceros.
Yeah. Okay.
It might have gotten eaten by wargs if you hadn't.
And you know, on the way back, it's going to come and help us out and rescue us in our time of need.
You never know.
Because it's really the spirit animal of some god creature.
Yeah.
We've just made it happy.
It's the animal companion of whatever intensely powerful druid is spreading good weather in Iris.
It's the familiar of like a cloud giant.
Ah.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Okay.
So you guys successfully disarmed the combat thanks to... Let me get a perception check just from... Everyone, not you, Bulka. Kappa doesn't need to.
Oh, yeah, because he's either. Tiny.
Like, yeah, he's super tiny.
Neutral, good, tiny Fae.
So he's bigger than Bricks.
Yeah.
Valdine got a 29 on perception.
21 for Marge in perception.
Okay, I got an 8 on my perception.
Okay. Marge, Valdine, you guys both see this tiny cricket thing.
But we would have been able to tell that Bulka cast a spell.
I cast something.
Yeah, you cast a spell, and then this creature was there. But you guys heard it talking to him. Like over the tones of the music that you heard, which was lovely music.
Oh, Bulka, where did that come from?
Oh, that's my friend Greg. Remember, I think I have mentioned him.
Oh, I didn't know. Is he like alive?
Depends on how you define that, right?
Yeah, I would not. He is not on our plane anymore. No.
Oh, well, that was very nice of him to come and help.
Yes, he is the sweetest, my favorite Fae I have ever met. No offense to Hatch, but...
None taken.
I mean, he saved my life.
He seems cool. He can make music.
He saved my life multiple
times. I can't
times.
Make music.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
No, have you ever tried?
No?
Yeah, there's instruments you can learn.
Beautiful dreamer. Sleep on your back.
I think that maybe with that you could be very good at music, Hatch.
Really?
Yeah, you could sing lullabies to my donkey maybe one day.
One day?
Yeah. Okay. Practice makes perfect.
Perhaps we stretch you out very thin. I've seen you do that. And we can like pluck you like a string.
You want to?
No, I don't think we.
I like how hairy I am.
I think we aren't.
Going... No, different different pluck is homonym. No, it's metaphor. No, it's simile. No, what is it?
No, I think maybe we get Hatch an instrument. He takes a level in Bard. He becomes our source of inspiration.
But that's what that's for.
And he points up to Marge's banner.
Well, yes, yeah, very inspiring. Good point, Hatch. Different kind of inspiring, maybe.
I really want Hatch to take levels in Scald now. Right? Spooky man. Yeah, you guys are out of the combat. You want to keep heading towards the center?
Is it
all of this?
Yeah, I was gonna ask, is this actually the center or did
no,
we,
this no. isn't the center. This is just on the way.
Okay, we want to go around.
Definitely
this
want to avoid the clearing and go to the center.
Did anyone get hurt or am I the only one?
I think we're all okay except for you. You need anymore?
Really, just you, Bulka.
No, I tried to warn him. I don't know what he was thinking. Bulka, what were you thinking?
I thought we did favor for him, and I thought he was being showing respect.
Animal. He is an animal, Bulka.
You really don't want me to channel, do you?
Well, I was just thinking, you know, that I've got this wand. It's only got 7 charges on it.
No, we should save that.
Well, I was going to say save your spells.
In emergency. You know, I will get more spells tomorrow. But no, Marge is okay. I appreciate the offer, but we can save your wand, and I will just... And I radiate. Good amount of... Yep, I'm back up to full.
Nice.
Nicely done.
Everybody feels better.
You know how some people become, like, addicted to masturbating because it feels really good? Does Bulka get that feeling when he channels, like, the energy of Bulka?
That's an interesting analogy because, that you propose.
I kind of regret. I feel like going back, I should have done, like, a gender-neutral pronoun thing for Bulka, because I really do see him as, like, kind of asexual. He's not necessarily genderless, but it's not a part of his thinking.
Yeah.
He could be ace still, just not a romantic, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, no, but even that is like mostly for other people.
Yeah.
He just wants to see romance in the world.
That's good.
So we're, really we're good. The party's all completely healed.
Yeah, we're
everybody
all,
that was injured
totally yep. fine yep. now.
All one of us
injured.
Nobody got hit by the wargs. There was only really one hit that happened, and it wasn't that bad.
I've been tenderized.
You guys leave the megaloceros behind, and you continue tracking your way deeper and deeper towards the center of this. Natural, supernatural, super supernatural,
super duper,
yeah. Nice forest that has all the trees that you would have found out here, but it's sunny. It's sunny now. You guys follow the river some more. And as you follow everything, eventually you get closer and closer to this clearing. And
is there a megaloceros?
If you see
a megaloceros, no. You guys come upon a makeshift treehouse, and just a nice kind of very low tree. Like the house is in the tree. It's made out of other sticks and some branches and some like moss and stuff.
What
but it's
kind of
only
moss?
About like a foot or two off the ground before this tree really starts branching out. And there's just this little kind of hut sticking in this tree, chilling. There's some nice water burbling nearby.
Detect magic on the hut.
At perception.
I'd like to roll engineering to see how stable it is.
Okay.
I like that.
I would like to roll perception to see if I see a person or smoke. Oh, I got an 8.
25 for Marge.
13.
16.
It's engineering. Stable. And you guys rolled...
Perception
13.
Perception 13.
I got a perception 25.
25? Yeah, you can kind of see through some of the sticks on the little hut, and you see someone laying inside.
Oh, there's someone inside sleeping, I think. I see someone laying down.
Should we?
Are they magical? And I want to cast detect magic.
Okay. You detect magic.
Multiple auras. If I wait 12 seconds, I can tell. Wah, wah, wah. Yes, it is definitely magic. Wah, wah. I mean, we think about 12 seconds of focusing a spell on something. That's a long time in the moment.
Yeah.
Vasilisa,
counting to 12 takes a while.
While Bulka focuses on detecting magic, is going to cast message on all of us plus Kappa because she can translate for Gary. I always have to leave one person out.
No matter what, every time we level up, we add another party member, and there's so always one party left members. Out.
Let's just cut one of the party members. We'll be
so,
fine.
So us plus Kappa.
Oh, the God of the Captain already did that.
Oh, no.
Oh.
This building is not OSHA compliant. Please do not climb inside this treehouse. It's an unsafe
building. Have a clipboard. We could pretend we are inspectors.
Ah, yes. Okay.
And that is our guys. Okay. We go in under guys.
Very good. Subterfuge.
Yes.
Right.
I don't trust anybody, but I am more inclined to trust someone who likes this kind of weather in Irisin than the opposite, you know. Yeah, at least true. Can't be a winter witch if it's the person who did this.
But the powerfulness of somebody who made, if they made this. Well, actually, are we at the center?
Is this the center?
This is the center.
This is the center. Okay. Oh, so powerful creature, beware.
This could be what it is emanating from.
You detect one magical aura inside.
Vasilisa, did you say before the magic was evocation? What did you say?
Transmutation for that is not what is changing the weather.
That is not what I'm feeling in this little house, though.
Well, what's in there?
In the house is conjuration.
Ooh. Should we be super duper prepared, but like knock?
Or we could shout from below and just say hello.
And just to say hello. Far up. I know you're short, Bulka, but it's not that far up. I think maybe here. And Vasilisa casts mage armor with her wand, but she's still holding it and she puts it away. Let us knock on the door and just be prepared, as so prepared style.
Do you think all of us should? There's a lot of us. We might scare them.
I mean, we can't really hide. That's more bad-looking optics-wise. And I would like to try to just knock on the door.
You knock on the door.
I like it.
Marge will be standing next to Vasilisa, hand on the hilt of her sword, ready to draw, if need be.
Vasilisa, you should say hello or something, too, in a friendly language, in a friendly tone.
I say hello first in Halit, and then in Skald. And then if I don't get any response yet, I will continue in different languages. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I try Elven. Hello. Sylvan. Hello.
I'll throw in a dwarven.
You hear a rustling, and then you hear a poof, and then you see this eagle crash through the wall and like flaps a little bit, and then it falls to the ground and tumbles, and then dropping out of the eagle, it transforms into a halfling.
Oh,
and that is what happens when I roll a 1 on a stealth check.
Oh,
for the druid.
Oh, wow.
To try and sneak out of the hut. And you just see this kind of like raggedy old man. He's wearing very, very basic kind of leather clothes, and he's got a big old beard, and strung around his chest with some hempen rope is this beautiful antler, like really large horn antler, almost like a ram's horn.
Whoa.
And it just has all of this fruit in it. And you see it as he's standing there, like fruit and nuts and vegetables all just kind of like slowly fall out of it and disappear into nothingness. And it's just like a constant, very slow moving waterfall coming out of
it. I want to spellcraft the shit out of that.
Hello there, friend.
It stands up. Greetings.
Oh, hello, sir.
Hello there.
Have you heard the good news about Bulka?
What language does he talk?
Whatever language you guys were talking about. Hey there. How's it going?
Did you make all this sunshine?
No, not just me.
Who?
My order. Who you guys? You don't look like any kind of white witches come here to take out the forest.
Is there a druidic order trying to get rid of the winter here?
No, we would be in favor of that, by the way.
Oh, yes. It's beautiful here.
We are friends of Hoja.
You guys did a wonderful job making it warm.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. My order, we pop up these little spring gardens every once in a while, and normally the witches come in and they just stomp them right out, but this one's been up for quite a while. It's real nice. Some of the animals are even starting to change colors back.
I think there is some turmoil right now among the witches that maybe is stopping them from noticing everything like they used to.
Oh, shit, that's cool.
While Bolka and Halfling Druid converse, I want to try spellcraft.
Yeah, do a spellcraft.
Give it to me. Oh, man.
Oh.
15.
No. So what are you all doing in my forest?
Oh, we're just passing through trying to, you know.
We were surprised.
It was a shock to see sunshine in these parts. It's been cold.
It's been real nice, hasn't it? My order's been doing this kind of thing for hundreds of years.
What is your order called?
We're just some druids. I mean, we don't really got an order name.
That's fair.
You should come up with a good name. Marge could make like a banner for you if you come up with a good name.
I mean...
And he looks up at Marge's banner and goes,
"No, we're good."
But what's your name?
My name's Herbert.
Herbert, you seem to be dropping some stuff on the ground there out of that horn thing.
Oh, yeah, that happens. Are you guys hungry?
I haven't had lunch yet for good fresh things. Yes, sure.
Cool.
And he takes the horn and he just dumps it upside down, and a whole bunch of just like fresh fruits and veg just tumbles out onto the ground.
That's incredible, Herbert.
Thank you. It's one of my prized possessions.
Did you make it yourself?
Yeah, kind of. My order made it, and I gotta keep it. We work together and cast those big fancy spells, you know, like this one.
Incredible.
Eat up.
And do you mind if my donkey has some of those vegetables?
Oh, go for it. Let's see. How many of you... you know what? I should do another one.
And he pours it open again, and it makes another... Every time he does this, it makes enough fresh fruits, vegetables, nuts for 6 people.
Wow.
So you guys have enough food there for 12 people. To, like, not just a serving for 12 people, a fucking full meal for 12 people.
Wow.
Like, this is amazing power you have, and I'm going to
look at
the fruit, and I'm going to cast Detect Poison on it.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. You do not detect poison unless you're allergic to peanuts.
I do not think I am.
Beldine's already crunching on an apple.
Vasilisa's.
It's delicious. You guys should try some of this. This is good.
Marge is gathering fruits and putting them in one side of the pack on Ghost, and then gathering nuts and putting it on the other side of the pack on Ghost. And she's going to...
Balancing.
Nice.
It has been wonderful to meet you. This is amazing.
And eat some herself.
Is there any way you would want to, I don't know, make a trade for that fabulous horn for something else?
Like what?
I don't know. But
this horn's my prized possession.
It
feeds me and my community and all the little animals that we find out in the snow.
Guilt me about
the
little animals.
But if you have something else that you think I would like, I'd be more than happy to make a trade.
You are a druid, right? You like, do you summon friends?
Oh, yeah, I can summon friends all the time, but, you know, I like the natural ones best.
That's a good thought, Bulk. I think I know what
you're
thinking.
Let me show you
something.
He's going to pull out his cauldron.
Okay.
Because Bulk is carrying the cauldron.
I pull a robe out of my backpack.
Oh.
What's the robe? I remember the
robe of useful
all the
items.
It's like a so million. Fucking fancy and fabulous.
But also, it's not super druidic, though, because it's like material possessions.
He may
stuff.
Not know that,
but... Having a ladder or something.
I mean, we may want to keep that. I just want to... Yeah. That's what Valdine's doing. He's hey, we got this like, cool robe thing we haven't used yet.
And be like, well, we have this cauldron that we found. We don't tell anybody we actually stole it from a white witch. But but when you use...
Fuck yeah!
When you use this as a focus item, when you're focusing to summon your allies, this is the cauldron of like overwhelming allies. And when you summon an ally, it summons extra allies that are a little bit weaker than the main one. So you still summon your main one, but you summon extra ones as well. It can be quite fun. But I suppose it's not a substitute for food.
I mean, that's all right. What about that there cloak? What's that one do?
Well, this is called a robe of useful items. I mean, it's probably going to come in handy for us in the future, so I don't know, guys. Do we want to hold on to this one? Or
it did sound very incredibly useful.
It does have a mirror in it.
But the food is...
Does it? Because if it does, then we have...
It has a 2x4 foot mirror in it.
Whoa!
That's a big mirror.
I could use a mirror. You know what? I would be willing to part with this for both of them.
Oh, I don't...
Can someone who knows more than Vasilisa do a spellcraft on this horn?
I mean, I could just tell you about
what
it if you
it?
Ask
yeah,
me.
Yeah, what exactly does it do?
Oh, this here is a horn of plenty. Up to 3 times per day, it can be inverted to pour forth delicious food equal to a casting of create food and water for up to 6 people. It produces so no much. Water, but the fruit in it is succulent.
If we have horn like this, we would be jinkin proof, which would
be
good.
We don't have to actually carry food around. We can travel anywhere. No, we are safe to eat.
But I worry, would you still be able to feed the... I like the idea that you help other animals and use it to feed things here. I do not necessarily want to take it away from you.
I mean, we're...
Would you have another way?
Another way to what?
Of feeding the animals if we...
Oh, yeah. I mean, we can make more of these.
What if we just gave you, valuables of the money kinds?
You want to buy this?
We could, maybe.
How much do you want?
But they are druids, though.
I mean...
Druids still have to pay for things sometimes, maybe.
If you wanted to, we make them ourselves, so I could give it to you for cost.
Oh, really? How much?
17,500 gold pieces.
I think it's closer to 3,000 gold pieces.
17,500.
Just kidding. Calls him a dick. Calls him a dick in Celestial. He doesn't speak Celestial.
Yeah, it costs us about 17,500.
17,000.
17,000.
Oh, slap my mouth and call me Betty. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
I mean, I've seen these sold in the big cities for like 35K.
That's
it makes
incredible.
Sense. It's very valuable.
Yes.
Very wonderful.
I mean, you'll never have to worry about food or water again. And sometimes you can put it on your head and it keeps your head a little warm. Or you can bury yourself in food to keep you warm.
Well, it sounds like something that would be much more useful for us here when we're out in the winter.
Yeah,
we're
traveling quite a lot.
The Robe of Useful Items actually has 2 mirrors. Because it's a patch.
Goodness. But you know, we could
turn into a mirror.
You could remove mirrors and then give rest of robe.
That's true. But
they're going to be carrying 2 mirrors around.
I want one of the mirrors.
Which patches on the robe?
I want one mirror.
One mirror.
We can just give him
one
of the
mirrors. And here, you should absolutely take this.
Like
because
if you leave one
of
the mirrors.
Our robe of useful items had extra items on it, too.
Yeah, and I told you what those were.
Yeah,
we wrote them all down.
We did.
Because you're great players.
But I feel a druid should have this cauldron, and that you are being harassed by the White Witches. I really do want you to have this, no matter what.
Oh,
you should take this.
Well, thank you. Would you like some more fruit?
You know, I will take a piece. Thank you. And
cool.
he goes
and
for a
he
plum.
Pours out the cornucopia for a third time. Six people's worth of food falls onto your hand.
There you go.
It's succulent.
You guys doing okay? You where the... Why the fuck are you here again?
You know, actually, maybe if we tell you whole story, we get discount or something. Because here's the deal. You know how the Winter Witches have been leaving you alone, surprisingly, here?
Yeah,
it's because
wonderful.
They're busy spreading winter throughout all of existence elsewhere.
Excuse me?
I know, right? See, I am from Heldren in Tal'Dor.
I've heard of Tal'Dor before.
Yeah, so it's midsummer, as you know. I am in Tal'Dor. Suddenly winter storm.
No.
Big one.
That's
from a portal.
That's awful.
Yeah, we are shutting down portals and...
Yeah, we're trying to take out the
winter.
Main head witch.
Yeah, we're going to White Throne next, actually. You know, deal with problem. So since I think maybe druids would be very pro dealing with this problem, I think maybe we would be friends.
Seemed to make sense to me.
Are you familiar with the Heralds of Summer's Return? Is that name
They ring a bell. I've seen them. I like their work.
We are working with Hoser right now. This right here, Kiappa, is a member of that group.
And we are trying to hopefully on our way to find more like her.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. Can I just take some of the stuff from the cloak?
Oh, yes.
Sure.
I want the sack.
Okay.
And a 10-foot pole's pretty hard to come by. You don't get many of those in branch shape. I'll take the 10-foot pole.
Okay.
And one of the mirrors. I could use some more rope.
Okay.
Give me those and your cauldron, and you got yourselves a deal.
I think that's a fair trade.
I think that's a very good trade. It's Do wonderful. You mind if I familiarize myself with the mirror?
Sure. Fucking weirdo.
It's because
it's her thing. She does this.
She is kind of weird.
I can communicate with mirrors.
Oh,
I'm a witch. I'm just not a winter witch.
Gotcha. You see, I thought you were gonna familiarize.
No,
you know, have yourself some personal time in my hut over there.
Here, if you don't mind, I'm going to make sure I always remember this one distinctly. That's all. All
right. That's fine.
Well, you know, there may come a time in the future when we're fighting all the winter that we pop in and say hello.
Oh, so you can look at me through it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'm into that.
Oh, okay.
You just let me know. Wink.
Yes, this is okay. I'm going to.
I know. It's like, wait, what? What's going on?
I pull out like one of my charcoal pencils and I write Herbert's mirror on the back of the mirror.
Perfect. Herbert takes off his leather clothes and cuts a couple holes in the sack and puts the sack on.
Okay.
I like this. Yes, burlap. I like that. It's a good sack.
And it's fun to say.
Yeah, burlap sack.
And there's just this halfling holding this 10-foot pole.
Wearing a sack.
As a staff, wearing a sack.
He's a rope over one arm and he's got a mirror.
Yeah, and the mirror's like pointing up behind him. It's above his head like a foot, but it's strapped to his back with the hemp.
And then a pole that's 9 feet taller than him.
Yeah, this is a great day.
Oh, I should say so. For us too, sir.
Yeah?
Well, it was very good of us to meet you. And is there a good safe way through so we can, you know, keep heading towards White Throne?
I mean, just keep heading. This is just this forest. Just watch out for the leave the animals alone. And I mean, you might come across something that tries to get you, you know, but that's just a circle of life.
Yeah, we did see evil. We saw a warg.
Oh, yeah. There's some wargs out here.
Yeah, it was not. It didn't.
I think Bolka maybe don't need to stress the evil part to a druid. You know, they very sensibly understand balance, unlike certain people who are obsessed with good.
Who are we? Who's that? Are you talking about Gary?
I'm just saying there is room for good and love. For evil, but, there's just balancing.
Well, and you have a really mighty pretty elk way back there.
Oh, yeah, I've seen him.
He's tall.
Oh, he's very so tall. He's starting to get his summer coat back, which is good and bad. I'm going to have to make sure that he's reacclimated back to the cold before I let him go. Once they stamp this section of the forest back to winter and all, I can't. I'm standing out like a sore thumb. You seem like some nice kids, but, well, good luck anyway.
Pretty sure that Herbert thinks we're going to go get ourselves killed and fight through.
Y'all safe? Y'all feeling good? You need any healing or anything?
Oh, no, I'm actually the cleric of the group.
Everyone's happy and healthy?
I believe so.
There's nothing else I could do for you guys.
Valdine has been having trouble sleeping sometimes. I don't know if you know anything about...
Yeah, that's true.
About deep psychological issues.
I might be able to help you out.
You might be able to help?
Yeah, I might be able to give you might help resolve some of those night terror issues.
I would really appreciate that. It's
Fieldine is having night issues
for a while
That's
now.
That's embarrassing. If you are issuing at night uncontrollably.
No. Remember when
occupational hazard, I suppose. It's just you lose control after a while. It's just you can't turn it off. It's just,
all right, you guys.
I don't know what is the joke here.
When we were in the forest back a while ago and we didn't sleep for quite a spell.
I remember parts of that.
Yeah, you blacked out for most of
it.
But I didn't.
You missed the worst parts.
I still can't quite sleep, but I don't really quite sleep at night. I kind of just close my eyes and...
I am sorry.
And good sleep hygiene is very important to quality of life.
I think we can do something for this. I'm going to have to... I got to go get a couple of different things from around the forest here. But, I mean, if you guys want to hang out here for a couple hours, I mean... Probably take me about an hour to get all the stuff together, and
it's pretty pleasant here.
And you have helped us so much already. I mean, I'd be honored.
Should we camp the night here and then pick up the next day, or should we just wait a few hours?
You guys are more than welcome to spend the night here.
What do you guys want to do?
I mean, on the one hand, it's like a glaring bullseye saying, "Hey, winter witches, look at this." On the other hand, it's not cold, and that's quite a good thing, so it's hard to say.
And if anyone does attack us, we would have Herbert help us out.
And Herbert is clearly a very powerful druid.
Herbert, how powerful are you?
Well, I'm level 8.
Oh.
I'm a big boy.
And you have other members of your order as well? Do they come by? Will we see them?
Not really. I mean, they've moved on to other places. But we tend to settle down for a bit, and we do a big old ritual to make a nice green plot of land. And, I mean, most of the time, they stomp us out within a week, but this one's been here for about a month. So, I mean, they've moved on to other places once we realized this one was going to stick around for a bit. I'm just here kind of keeping watch on it. And then they moved on to other ones to pop up some more greeneries.
That's a very great thing.
That's wonderful, pretty yes.
If we do good. Stay here, he it's could help just, protect yeah, us.
I mean, it's just a shame that everything here is always so fucking cold. It ain't the natural state of things.
Yes. See? Seasons changing is good.
Yeah, I think you might be right. It's probably a good idea to go ahead and set up camp here for the night.
Cool. Well, make yourselves at home. The water's pretty good over there. If you need to use the bathroom, there's a hole behind that tree. Feel free to just add yours right on top. I use it to fertilize some of the plants around here for the animals. I gotta go find some herbs and spices to make some incense. And
I'm sorry, do you say you need incense?
Yeah, I need some incense.
It's for Valdin.
I have incense. Oh. Do you need a particular type? I have about 100 sticks of incense.
That's about as much as I need, yeah.
I'm sorry, how many do you need? All of them?
Whatever 100 gold is worth.
Oh, whoa. No, you need more incense than what I have. I have the cheap stuff.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, just for horror reasons. I know where the good...
I have penny incense.
I know where the spices, the nice ones are, and he winks at you. I know where the nice ones are. I can make my own. It'll take an hour or so, but I can do it. But yeah, y'all just you get comfy. Take off those clothes. They look itchy. And I'll be back in an hour.
I think he likes you.
Does he?
I think so.
And he
always wanted the druid
turns into a woodpecker and flies away.
Well, wasn't that something?
Kappa and Gary and Noli and
Orm. And Mule.
Thank you.
Orm is so cool.
They're like,
what is this?
Looking at the grass and like touching it.
They've never seen it before.
No, none of them have.
Oh, wow.
They've all neither lived have in I. snow their entire lives. Yeah, Bulka, you it's haven't either. They take off their shoes and they're like touching the grass and they're just like going fucking.
Oh, kids, Vasilisa, if you play chase, it's right so fun running it. Through the grass.
That's right.
How close is a section of the stream where I can like jump into it? Like there's enough pool of water I can jump
in. We could have a bath.
Because I want to go downstream a little ways, not okay. upstream, because in case we want to drink the water, too.
4 minutes.
You drink this water.
Drinking Valdine's
bath water. You swim in this water. Always downstream.
Super close.
Okay. I go downstream a little ways, and you hear a big splash, and Valdine, yahoo!
Did you take your gun off first? He didn't say he took his gun off first.
My gun's waterproof.
I don't know if that's...
Paper? Your paper cartridge?
Paper cartridges.
I take off my clothes and then I jump in the water and my gun's sitting with my clothes.
Okay.
But you're still wearing your vest, right?
No.
In their helmets?
Nope. Come on. Not. I took it off.
I steal a vest.
He's naked.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Vasilisa's tempted to take a bath, too. This is a great the only opportunity.
The water's great down here, guys. Come on in.
And the water's like, it's a little bit chilly, but honestly, you guys have been in this forest long enough that it's like, once you start getting away from the edge, like, it's like in the 90s.
What? Vasilisa so like is hot. Dripping and it's, swimming.
It's warm.
Vasilisa is it's in the creek. Nice.
Skinny dipping?
This is the weather.
I mean, yeah.
That oh.
Sky clad.
This is the weather that it should be at this time of year.
This water it's is glorious, nice guys. You don't know what you're missing. Get in here.
Vasilisa's just going to do a back float.
Splash, splash.
Feels good. Feels good. Sunshine, cool water.
Valdine's taken back to when he was like traveling with Phoenicians as a kid.
Yeah.
And he like would randomly jump into creeks and streams and stuff. And he's just completely transfixed back in time. He's loving this.
We could sing an old Phoenician caravan song together. Because we've both traveled with Phoenician caravans.
Right? Do you know one? I don't know any.
I don't know any, but I feel like Vasilisa knows one.
Insert caravan song here.
Insert caravan
thanks,
song.
Thanks, audio engineer team.
About it'll be a caravan go round.
You know that old classic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Does Bolka join the swimming?
But yes, perhaps. And maybe he pulls up his robes and like dips his feet in. Like,
yeah, I mean Gary's just like on the side. He's rolled up his leggings a bit and he's just soaking his feet. He's just like laying back, like with his legs dangling in the water, right on a nice little grassy knoll.
Afraid of water, but I've never been swimming before. Like, yeah, that's not a thing.
That's fair.
I mean, you're Gary's like, in the same boat.
Oh, well, if it's a boat, I will go.
Well, I mean, you guys do have a boat on the
we do have a boat. So we must ask him when he returns. We must ask him more. Like, what does it they do? Are they stopping something or are they creating something? Are they stopping the cold or are they making the warmth? I want to know. I want to ask him when he gets back.
You know, now that I think about it, it's possible that Irisin is under a constant weather control of some kind.
It's possibly what I'm thinking.
Because it's a suspension of it.
And maybe
then.
He's just making
it. Could be. Yeah. Maybe.
Like anti-magic area.
The druid magic is definitely, I hate to say it, but less strong than the magic Baba Yaga used to make Irisin how it is, the land of never-ending winter, so.
But perhaps in small pockets, in small locations, yeah. Could be.
I must say I prefer this summer pocket to the winter pocket. That,
this is
you
amazing.
Know?
I have never seen anything like this. This is wonderful. Mm.
You really are missing out on the water here, Bolko. You should come in a little more. Get your hair wet.
Oh, it feels nice. And he's kicking and splashing his feet.
It helps you get clean. Not that I'm saying you smell bad, but it a couple more days on the road, you will smell bad.
I worry so much hair and so much beard, like if it gets soaked with water, like I don't think it'll be good for it.
Vasilisa splashes you a little bit.
Ah! I see, it's playful.
She splashes Gary so he doesn't feel left out.
Ah! good one.
And the hour passes. You guys have a wonderful little pool party. There's still plenty of fresh fruits and veggies lying around. And eventually you see Robin fly back down, a cute little Robin. And polymorphs back into our good old friend Herbert.
All right, well, yes. Oh, good. Yeah, that's a good creek to swim in, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm gonna get this incense here going. But you come on over here whenever you're ready, Mr. Cowboy.
All right. Well, I guess now's a good time as any to get my head right.
Cool.
Oh, Herb went to get the herbs. Is that why they call you that? I just now realized that. It's very funny.
No, they call me that for other reasons.
Okay. You mean that
is ominous.
Well, do you guys want to watch?
Yes, please.
Cool. Let's go.
Oh, okay.
And he takes two steps and then sits down.
All right.
And he has like all of these herbs and he starts crunching them up and like powdering them as best he can with his little halfling hands. And he makes like a pumice and he puts it on some sticks.
All right now. So, I want you to just, sit right down. And I want you to just put your hands in your lap and close your eyes and just breathe deeply.
Valdine opens one eye.
Nope. Okay. Close your damn eyes.
Okay. All right.
13, you're going to ruin your own recovery. Why must you self-sabotage?
I've been asking myself that question for years, Boca.
Shit just got real in this circle.
So you guys sit here for a while, and Herb lights some incense, and it's very, very fragrant. This isn't like a, oh yeah, you're burning something. It smells like smoke. It's like, it just smells like spices and fresh herbs. And you guys sit there for a while, and Herb eventually goes up and he takes your hands and he starts like pushing in on pressure points on your palms.
Ooh.
And as he's sitting there and everything, like in your mind, you're just trying to feel relaxed, and you smell all of these wonderful smells and everything, and you feel this pressure in your hands, and it feels like it goes on for a while. And everyone else, you're just all sitting here watching, and eventually Herb lets go of your hands and you open your eyes. And everyone's gone.
What?
And you're sitting by yourself in this forest, right where you were when you closed your eyes. But everyone's gone. You still hear the rushing water over off to your side. You still see the kind of mangled and shattered Herb hut. But your companions, your friends, even Herb is no longer here.
I'm alone.
You're alone. And we're going to explore what's going to happen with this on the next episode.
No way.
Of the Dimension Door Podcast. Press start.
Now you have to wait.
Wow.
Ooh. Trapped in limbo.
Shout out to our executive producers, David Lester and Callie Rose. This is the first time I was actually able to work in an NPC that they suggested.
That's right. That's one of the things you get for being an executive producer.
And, whoa. Yeah, and the prompt that they gave me was literally Herbert the Pervert. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No. Probably more David than Callie.
Now I'm yeah. Now I'm concerned.
He's like, I want Herbert the Pervert, and I'm like, I can figure that out. I took some creative liberties.
No, but that was great. Like, oh, you want to watch me through the mirror? Yeah.
Yeah. He was into it. Yeah. So.
Lisa may or may not check in later. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
He'll be ready.
Oh, no, that's the problem.
Oh boy.
Thank you for listening to the Dimension Door podcast. Stay tuned for a promo from our friends at Dice Populi. This was Season 2, Episode 13, A Herb by Any Other Name. This winning title was suggested by Don Booley and won the vote from our wonderful patrons. Patrons like our executive producers David Lester and Callie Rose. You can join in on all of our extra content by joining our Patreon. Our editing and music is done by Zach Kreitler. The Megaloceros combat music was from Sirenscape, and Greg the Griggs fiddle music was from DL Sounds. Bumper tracks, of course, are from MDK Music.
Ooh, you take 12 damage.
Ooh, what? That's nice. Bull!
The monster hits you pretty hard.
No, you know what? You D&D podcasts are all the same. It's the same rules and the same story the entire time. I say we try some new adventures, and it's my time as a dungeon master. Who's in favor?
You still take 12 damage.
Can anybody heal me?
Join the Real Play Revolution with rotating dungeon masters, settings, and stories. Listen to Dice Populi on Spotify or at dicepopuli.com.